Tower of God is going to be coming out on April 1st, 2020. Yeah, obviously you guys know, if you're paying attention to Tower of God or Crunchyroll's news and stuff, then you'll know Tower of God's coming on April 1st. It's one of their originals, aka they're producing it and whatever else. I have an NDA with Crunchyroll, so I can't say too much, you know, about Tower of God, since I'm a partner with Crunchyroll. But one thing I will say is the art looks really, really good. I mean, I feel like it's a little fresh when it comes to the art. You know, the art, the characters, the way it's looking right now, the designs and, you know, trailers and whatnot. And the episodes, which obviously I'm not going to say anything about, because like I said, I've got an NDA. But I will tell you that once Tower of God starts airing, if you're a fan already and you're into the trailers, you're into the art, you're looking forward to, you know, the anime itself, the adaptation, the characters like Rachel and all that kind of stuff. If you're looking forward to it and you're, you know, excited for it, all I can say is once it drops, it's going to be really good. You're going to appreciate what you've seen so far. It is looking pretty damn good. And I never thought I'd be interested in it, to be honest, Tower of God. I mean, from the webtoon and all that kind of stuff, when I first saw it, it did look interesting, but that was really it. But I never knew it was going to get, you know, it was going to get adapted. Well, nobody really knew it was going to get adapted, but now that it's being adapted, I feel like it has potential. That's probably the most I'll say about it, you know. It has potential. Tower of God has potential. Now, I don't know if that potential is going to be best anime of the year potential. Maybe for its art, or maybe for something else that we haven't anticipated yet. Like some element in the anime that's, you know, going to show up in April, May, however long it's going to be airing. I don't think it would be, I mean, it could be best anime of the year. I just don't see it right now based on what I'm seeing, but you never know. And obviously, there's all this coronavirus going on. So that's put a wrench in everything. You know, that's put a wrench, a stick, or whatever metaphor you want to use, into all these anime plans. And more importantly, it's taken attention away from anime and, you know, anime shows and upcoming shows and events. It's taken attention away from all that, and people are spending a lot of time on Corona. So maybe that will, not just with Tower of God, but maybe the Corona, depending on how long it goes on for, maybe that will interrupt and even potentially cause certain shows that could have been anime of the year or gotten to, you know, a point where it's really big, like, let's say, 2019 Shield Hero or 2018 Stalin in the Franxx, that kind of level. We'll have to see, but I'm looking forward to it. Make sure you subscribe on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. If you've got anything to say, you can tweet me at FioJEllis. And don't forget to check out the website, animemotivation.com. Stay blessed.